How's it going, guys? Past level question for gastro step one. Probably not even step two because we just straight up have a one-liner with zero information. We just have a biopsy here. So this is straight up path, right? So we've got this image, shows up on the NVMe exams. You need to know what you're looking at. This is what they're going to do. So let's just hop to the answers. What's causing this patient's findings? Choice A, aflatoxin, wrong fucking answer. This is produced by Aspergillus, a fungus, and the vignette. I've only seen one question on it. We're not talking about QBank. We're talking about NVMe exams. Okay. I've seen one question on it, and it's a peanut farmer from China. Okay. So Aspergillus can grow on peanuts, and they like China with it. Causes hepatocellular carcinoma. It's all you need to know. Wrong fucking answer. Choice B, alcohol, correct answer. You're just looking at hepatosteatosis. These clear areas, these are fat droplets. Okay, so don't really know what to say. This is just a very passable image. And of course, it's the liver, but it's not limited to the liver, this type of biopsy here. They can also have more rarely A beta lipoproteinemia, where you can get a very similar looking image when you do an enterocytic small bowel cell, an enterocyte, when you have an enterocytic biopsy, okay? And you'll just see a very similar looking image. The answer is A beta lipoproteinemia in a patient who has acanthocytes. So alcohol, hepatosteatosis, hepatitis C can also cause it. Hepatitis B, not as closely associated with hepatosteatosis. So let's just whip to the others. Anabolic steroid use, wrong fucking answer. So this can cause growths within the liver as well. It can increase the risk for hepatocellular carcinoma. It can also increase the risk for a very recondite slash obscure condition known as pileosis hepatis. Holy shit. USMLE is not going to assess it. Okay. Stuff garbage we learned back in the day during the numerical step one, hoping to get a 280. Absolute nonsense. Okay. So that's blood-filled cystic spaces within the liver. Wrong fucking answer. Choice D, gastric Mets, wrong fucking answer. So it's a little bit of a tangential distractor here, okay? I mean, when we think about Krukenberg tumors, gastric Mets to the ovaries, not the liver, you're going to do a biopsy showing signet ring cells, which are mucin-filled cells. So perhaps, student, maybe, I don't know, 5 to 8% of you, let's throw out arbitrary numbers, could get confused when you see this type of answer. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, vinyl chloride, wrong fucking answer. It causes hepatic angiosarcoma, which will, in contrast to HCC, hepatocellular carcinoma, vinyl chloride causing hepatic angiosarcoma will present as multiple nodular masses. Okay, so I've made clips talking about this, and I talk about in my PDFs that when you're differentiating primary hepatocellular carcinoma from metastases, a hepatocellular carcinoma primary will be one singular lesion with sometimes very tiny satellite lesions adjacent the main lesion. Metastases will be all over, more diffuse across the liver. So that's an important distinction, very high yield for path. But holy shit, angiosarcoma can present with multiple nodular masses where you could think that it's metastases. So it's a bit of a factoid there, although in general, angiosarcoma is low yield. In this case, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. Once you make more content, if you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.